34 years ago, I moved from India to Albuquerque, New Mexico. New country, newly married, completely lost. Every day in the morning, my husband goes off to work, and our apartment feels like eerily quiet. And I open the window looking for something that's familiar to me, like mango trees. But all I see is a barren street. And on top of it, my English. My conversational English is a disaster. So I invest in watching television and I buy a book of idioms. And I'm baffled because, well, piece of cake, but there is no cake. And then it's raining cats and dogs. Go figure. Just as I'm settling down, it's time for us to pack up and move all the way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I see this as an opportunity for me to get in a slot for internal medicine residency. You see, in India, I'm a fully trained pathologist. I was dissecting hearts out during autopsies. But I realize I want to listen to beating heart. So I'm driving to this interview to St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is one of those very few interviews I got because, well, I'm different. I sound funny. I have to rehearse practically every sentence before it comes out of my mouth. So I'm driving, and I see these white, fluffy particles come down. I had never seen snow before. So I stick my hand out the window. The particles, they melt instantly on my fingers. And my fingers, they turn cold, making me want the warmth of my hometown even more. It begins to snow really fast, ferocious velocity, like what do they say, cats and dogs. I get off the highway and I make a left turn. And soon I realize I have to make a right turn. Whoops. So I pull into a driveway. The car is not moving. And I see that the wheels are buried in a pile of snow. Now what? I walk to the door, remembering what my husband told me. Don't ever, ever, ever dare to knock on a stranger's door. They have got guns here. And they're allowed to shoot you if you trespass. So every inch in my body tells me, Swapna, don't knock. And I knock. An elderly man, he opens the door. And in my panic, all of the words I have been rehearsing, you know, like stuck, stuck up, stood up, they all tangle in my brain. I point to my car and I blurt, I got stood up. Without saying anything, he begins walking quietly and slowly towards my car. I see he's limping a lot, maybe has bad hips or knees, I don't know. He makes me sit in the car, start it, and gives it a push and another push and gets me on my way. I do not get a chance to thank him. But I see him in the mirror. He's waving with a gentle smile. I make it to the interview. I do get the spot for the training. And ever since, I have been listening to beating hearts. I never see him again. The kind man with a limp. But on that day in the snow, I hear them. The words I've been yearning to hear ever since I opened that window looking for mango trees. Two words. You belong. You belong. My name is Swapna Deshpande. I am from Lancaster, and this is the time I felt American.